Oh, quick, quick, she's coming. Hide the flowers.
The banner isn't straight.
It's a leaving do, not the Sistine Chapel. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Aggie, 2, 3, 4.
For she's a jolly good fella, for she's a jolly good fella, for she's a jolly good fella.
Yes, thank you, enough.
And so say all of us.
Enough, please. I do have a train to catch.
Speak, come on.
Oh, dear. It is the end of an era, really. And Mr. Pedman tells me you'll all keep your old jobs. Of course, you'll be Pedman Promotions, not Raisin Promotions.
Shame.
Thank you, Roy. And I wish you all good luck. As politicians get grubbier and pop stars tackier, your lies will have to be even bigger. But never forget the lady who taught you all to lie so beautifully. Agatha Raisin. Yes. Goodbye.
Mrs. Raisin, I got you a present.
Oh, Lucy, you really shouldn't have.
It's a photo frame.
Yes, I guess that. I have seen one before.
I just thought you're at an age where your memories must be very precious to you.
Thank you, Lucy. I must buy you a diary. One day you can get a life to put in it.
Oh, Aggie, sweetie, we're going to miss you.
Roy, it's the Cotswolds, not Timbuktu. You can still visit.
Got you a present.
Why does everybody want to be nice to me now that I'm going?
Well, I couldn't get you a gold watch. I didn't want to remind you of your advancing years, so I've got you.
A gold cigarette lighter. Thank you, Roy. Every time I light up, I shall think of you.
Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton. Dramatised for radio by David Semple. Starring Penelope Keith as Agatha.
Morning.
20 Benson and Hedges, please.
Oh, good morning to you, too.
Sorry, I have just spent half an hour behind a tractor that was going at 5 miles an hour.
5 miles an hour? Must be in a hurry. Here, $4.99, please.
Do you by any chance have a list of village activities?
Well, there's line dancing in the village hall on Wednesdays.
Yes, there probably is, but I mean evening classes, societies.
Oh, let me have a look. Oh, you're in luck. You've come just the right time for the biggest event of the year, the Carsley Village Baking Competition.
A baking competition?
That's right. Who can bake the best cakes, the best pies, look, the best quiches.
And that's the highlight of the year, is it? Well, thank you for the cigarettes.
Just out of interest, this baking competition, who's the judge?
Oh, Reginald Cummins Brown. He lives next door to you. You like him. He's an incomer, too.
Oh, really? How long has he lived here?
25 years.
Vera! Ah, hello, old thing. It's only me.
Reg, who was that woman you were talking to?
That's our new neighbour, Mrs. Raisin. A huge PR lady in London, so she kept telling me.
I know the type. Hair that comes from a bottle. And a mobile phone. She'll rip down the honeysuckle, and she'll stick up a satellite dish.
She seems a decent enough sort, asking me about the baking competition.
Oh, I get the picture. She waltzes into this village and wants to take it over. She wants to run the place. Well, she won't succeed. We don't need that type around here.
If you say so, dear.
Good evening, just after 7. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Front Row. Francine Stock looks back.
Hello.
Hi, Aggie.
Roy!
How's the Cotswolds? Been chased round the barn by any horny farmers?
I've only been here a week. I haven't gone native.
Well, you know what you said about how I could come and visit?
Yes.
Well, can I come and visit?
You can come next weekend on one condition.
And what's that then?
Bring me a quiche from Economides Quichery in the King's Road.
Don't they have any quiches in the countryside?
They do, but I am entering a baking competition, and I want to make sure my quiche wins.
Aggie, love, I may be missing the point here, but if it's a competition, aren't you meant to bake it yourself?
Roy, country people make things and grow things. City people pay other people to make things and grow things. Now, I am entering this competition, but I am obtaining my quiche the London way.
Oh, Aggie, PR lost its number one star when you retired.
Oh, smell that country air. It's much fresher than London.
I know. I'm having to smoke an extra 10 a day just to compensate. Now, over there. That is Vera Cummings Brown. Her husband's judging this.
Oh, the legendary Vera.
Yes, the woman who spent 2 weeks avoiding eye contact with me. Give me the quiche.
Mrs. Cummings Brown.
Yes?
A quiche for your competition.
Oh, well, don't give it to me. I don't want grease on my fingers. Put it down there. Now, I need your details. Name?
Agatha Raisin. I live next door to you.
Oh, so you do.
I'm the one you stare at through your neck curtains.
Oh, jolly dee. And your friend?
This is Roy Silver.
Hello.
Oh. An assistant at my PR company in London.
And did you make the quiche, Roy?
Oh, not me, no.
Oh, you look like the sort that might make quiche. Right. Put this label on your dish and take it into the tent down there. Judging is at 3 o'clock sharp.
So, that Vera next door, eh? Does she live in a thatched cottage?
Yes, why?
Just wondered if I could set fire to it.
I'll lend you my lighter. Excuse me, is this where we put the quiche?
Oh, that's right, miss. Made that pie yourself, did you?
Of course I did.
Oh, you ain't looking for a new husband, are you?
Been there, done that. Never again.
Now, good luck, miss, you'll need it. If Cummings Brown is the judge, my money's on Nancy Cartwright.
Well, let's see. I think the village might be in for a shock this year. Nice talking to you.
I know.
Oh, you pulled there, Aggie.
You'll be ridiculous, Roy. Right, I'm off to win some anchovies. Keep your voice down and pretend to be normal.
This is a commendation for her superlative elderflower wine. And now, the prize for this year's peace competition. The overall standard was very high and does you all great credit.
Oh, for God's sake, get on with it.
But there can only be one winner, and she is Nancy Cartwright.
Oh. What?
For that pile of scrambled eggs?
Aggie, shush.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Thank you ever so much.
And here is your prize, £10.
£10? How's she going to celebrate? Crack open a bottle of Liebfrau milk.
Mrs. Raisin, we do not have the facilities to retain unsuccessful entries. What would you like us to do with your quiche?
I neither know nor care.
Oh, there's no need to be quite such a sore loser. Well, waste not, want not. I'll take this home. Reg can have it for supper. I'm going out tonight.
Fine. I hope his stomach can retain unsuccessful entries.
Don't start. Come on.
Hello? Mrs. Raisin? Cooey?
Mrs. Raisin, who the hell is...
Oh, we meet at last. My name is Mrs. Loxby. My husband is the vicar here, and we were just saying we must invite our new neighbour round for tasty tea cake.
I'm on a diet.
Oh, well, I'm sure we can muscle up some Ryvita. will we see you in church tomorrow?
If you do, it'll be a miracle. Nice talking to you. Come on, Roy, we're going.
Sorry about my friend. She's just had a traumatic experience. Coming second. It's never happened before.
Reg? Reg, have you seen my Ouija board?
What Ouija board?
Oh, pay attention. The one I use in Blythe Spirit. I'm 10 minutes late for rehearsals. I've got a splitting headache, and you make no effort to help. Oh, that's the microwave. I've heated up some of that Raisin Woman's quiche for you. Actually, it looks quite appetizing. Much as I can't stand the woman, I'm surprised you didn't let her win.
Well, she did face some very stiff competition.
Well, I know why I didn't win. Because I haven't got what Nancy Cartwright's got.
What? Boobs like twin airbags?
Shut up. Pour some more gin. I mean, I went to all the trouble of trudging around the shop.
Excuse me, I did that.
Well, I sent you. I hired London's very best pastry chef, and he gives the prize to salmonella on toast.
Well, I hate to interrupt your embittered rant, but I really do need some beauty sleep. I'm on the early train tomorrow.
I'll drop you off on my way to church.
Oh, no, Aggie. You've not found God, have you?
I need all the friends I can get. I mean, right now, what have I got to look forward to?
More gin?
Hello, are you alone? Oh, good. Yes, yes, the old dragon's gone out too. No, just staring at the box, eating quiche. It's rather good, actually. It's from that raisin woman. What? Of course we'll really do it. Oh, believe me, Nancy, we'll have another go, and we will make a break for it. Look, hold on, I'm not feeling too clever. No, I better go.
Very good sermon, Vickers. Very interesting.
Thank you, Mrs. Harvey. Oh, Mrs. Raisin, so glad you could come.
Yes, well, I won't be able to make it every week.
Oh, well, you're here today at least. Oh, Mrs. Elman!
Excuse me, madam. Are you Mrs. Agatha Raisin?
Yes.
I am Police Constable Griggs. This is Detective Constable Wong.
Perhaps we could have a word?
You'd better come to the cottage. Now, look, if it's about that speeding ticket...
It's nothing to do with that, Mrs. Raisin. It's about your neighbour, Reginald Cummings Brown.
Oh, that old bore. What's he done now?
Not a lot. He's dead.
What?
He's dead. And we believe he may have been poisoned.
Well, what's that got to do with me? I don't feed him.
His wife says the last thing he ate was your quiche. They brought it home last night.
But that quiche came from... That quiche was homemade.
Indeed. Well, perhaps you could show us how you made it.
Yes. Right, of course.
It's through here.
Ooh, nice kitchen. Perhaps you'd like to show us your ingredients.
Well, it was a normal quiche with normal things, like herbs.
And where do you keep your herbs?
I've run out.
What else?
The usual. Eggs. I think. Yes, eggs. Definitely eggs.
And these eggs would be...
In the fridge.
I suppose you had the last one for breakfast, did you?
And what else?
Flour.
And where is that, then?
In here. No, not that one, sorry. Heavens. Damn these cupboards. Things are never where you put them.
Mrs. Raisin, perhaps your flour is behind the microwave Indian banquet or the boil-in-the-bag spaghetti bolognese.
Might be.
Mrs. Raisin, in my humble opinion, you would have to look up the ingredients to make a boiled egg.
Yes, officer. Guilty as charged.
So, where did this quiche come from?
Economy des Quicherie in Chelsea.
Oh, dear.
Please don't tell anyone I cheated.
I won't need to. They'll read all about it in the local paper.
You've reached the answer phone of Agatha Raisin. Please leave a message.
Oh, hello, Aggie. It's me. Just calling to say thanks for... Fab weekend. I've been ever so busy. I'm sorry it's taken me so long.
Roy, it's me.
Oh, yeah. Cool screening, eh? What have you been up to?
Oh, dear. You haven't heard. Remember the quiche competition?
Yeah.
I poisoned the judge.
You what?
He took my quiche home, ate it, dropped down dead. It's cowbane poisoning, apparently.
No. Hang on, a cowbane, is that like mad cow disease?
No, it's a plant, grows on marshland, and somehow it got mixed up with the spinach.
But I spent 25 quid on that quiche, it was organic.
Precisely, so they don't use weed killer. Hence, weeds get mixed up with the spinach.
I know, but even so, what are the chances?
Right, I've been reading about it on the internet. It happens occasionally. Most people survive, but Reg had a weak heart.
It still sounds strange. Is there anyone actually benefits from Reg being dead?
Well, it gives us something to talk about. And Vera is lapping up the weeping widow role. I'm not surprised she's such a star of amateur dramatics.
swanning round the village, telling anyone who listened that she wants to be alone.
Who else was close to Reg?
Well, there's that woman who won. Nancy Cartwright. Terrible cook. Breasts like Dolly Parton. Perhaps I should go and talk to her. Where do women in white stilettos go for entertainment?
Like I'd know. Well, how about bingo halls?
Bingo, yes. I'll try that.
Look, Aggie, please, be careful. People can get very angry if you poke your finger into things like that.
Yes, that. Thanks, Roy. I've got to go. Someone at the door.
I'm coming!
Mrs. Bloxby.
Oh, my dear Mrs. Raisin, I do hope we're not disturbing you, but Mrs. Cummings Brown here wanted a word.
Please, come in. Sit down.
Thank you.
Would you like a tea, a coffee?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Raisin. This is very hard, but I just want to say I forgive you. We all make mistakes, and sometimes our mistakes have terrible consequences. You couldn't have known. I mean, such a lot of food scares these days. There must be something very wrong with the world. There. Do have a tissue. Oh, dear. I just feel so alone. What am I going to do with my life now?
Well, you've always got your amateur dramatics.
Yes. Oh, my poor Reg. I want to go home.
Of course, my dear. I'll come with you.
No. I want to be alone.
Shall we go after her?
Oh, no. She needs a little while to collect her thoughts. One sees a lot of this as a vicar's wife. We're always here for the lost and the bereaved.
I feel rather lost myself at the moment. And as if Reg's death wasn't enough, now the whole village knows I'm a cheat.
Oh, dear. Well, there has been some gossip, of course, but people are still a bit sensitive. Last month, the village shop was raided by a man wearing a monkey mask. They're all convinced the robber must have come from London.
Why?
Well, because, of course, no one from round here could do such a thing.
Oh, honestly, why are people so ignorant?
Oh, I know, but once you've spent some time in Carsley, you'll find we're not as small-minded as you think.
Well, right now I am tempted to sell up and go home.
Oh, and I thought perhaps you'd found a new home here. I was going to invite you to the Carsley Ladies' Society. We have a charity auction coming up, and, well, with all your experience, you could have... Oh, well.
Carsley Ladies, that sounds fun. But, do you know, Mrs. Bloxby, living in a village, what I miss most is a really good game of bingo.
Oh, oh, Mrs. Raisin, forgive me, I wouldn't have put you down as an aficionado at bingo, but yes, we do have sessions in the village hall on Wednesdays.
Thank you. I must go along and try my luck.
Oh.
All right then, ladies, hide down everybody for your full house.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, now that I'm off, my number's never come up.
Just a minute. I'm sure I've seen you before. Aren't you Nancy Cartwright?
You're Mrs. Raisin. Oh, it's a terrible business about Reg.
I know. I still can't believe a perfectly ordinary quiche can kill someone.
You're not the only one.
What?
Mind you, was Andy having an incomer in the village they could blame?
Nancy, are you saying what I think you're saying?
I might be. Oh, let's get out of here. I live just across the road.
The one with the...
That's right. The one with the rusty car on the front lawn. Yeah, that's me. It's dry London gin, Angostura bitters. I never liked the stuff till Reg got me onto it.
Thank you. Nancy, what do you really think happened to Reg?
I don't know. Reg was a randy old bugger. He said I was the living spit of Marilyn Monroe, the only woman he'd ever loved. But he said that to lots of women.
Did Vera know?
Of course she knew. Never seemed to mind, though.
Oh, come off it. Vera, lady of the manor, Cummings Brown?
Well, they never seemed to last. Red had his flings, and then they'd leave him. I don't know why. But I was different. He was going to stay with me, run away with me.
Oh, yes?
Last hour of his supper... said he'd had enough of Lady Snobby controlling him, putting him down. Said he'd meet me outside the Red Lion after midnight, and we'd drive off together. be two little lovebirds living up in the south of France.
And yet you're still here, drinking pink gin.
I couldn't do it. After the meal, I come home, pack some things, and had a bath. I lay there. I could hear my husband snoring on the sofa. I just close my eyes for a minute. When I wake up, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I've turned into a prune. I couldn't do it. No, I never can.
Nancy!
Oh, no, that's my husband.
I'm spurring about Reg Cummins Brown. He'll come in if you ask me. Who's she?
Well, this is Mrs. Raisin from Puddle Duck Cottage. Just called social-like.
What do you want?
I'm collecting money. Children in need.
What about out-of-work labourers in need?
Quite. Well, I'll be off then.
Yeah, you've got a nerve. Begging for our notes from the likes of us. Haven't got a penny. Hers think of that.
Oh, John! Oh, not in front of Mrs. Raisin.
Nancy, if you want me to stay, I will.
No, no. Please go.
Well, you know where I am if you need me.
Don't come back!
Home, sweet home. Nicotine, sweet nicotine. Oh, honestly.
Morning, Mrs. Raisin. Remember me?
Constable Wong. How could I ever forget?
Please call me Bill.
Come in, Bill. What have I done now?
Oh, nothing.
I come bearing gifts. A little something in my basket here. Have a look.
That's a cat.
Oh, we can't get nothing past you, can we? Oh. She's the runt of the litter, and if we don't find her a home, she's going to be drowned.
There must be someone in the village.
We've tried everyone.
But I can't have a cat.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with her then.
Oh, I see. You come here as a friend, call me Bill, but you're testing me to see if I could do it.
What?
You want to see if I could allow a creature to be killed, to see if I'm capable of it.
Mrs. Raisin, no one's accusing you of anything. We're absolutely satisfied it was accidental. But I have got another reason for giving you this.
Oh, yes?
But a little birdie told me you were thinking of leaving. And I thought, well, an animal might make you feel more at home here. I mean, she certainly made herself at home. Oh, look at her there, scratching your furniture.
No! Not the chaise longue, oh. Please. So, why do you want me to stay?
Maybe I like you. And with you here, I'm not the only outsider.
Outsider? You're a pillar of the community.
Well, I'm a Gloucester boy, but my dad's half Chinese. So to a lot of people, I'm an alien.
Half the village thinks I'm an alien. And the other half thinks I'm a murderer. So, what do the police give me for protection? A terrifying, ferocious, tiny orange kitten.
We do things differently in the Cotswolds. Look, I'll leave you two to get better acquainted.
No, wait.
I'll call back tomorrow, see how you're getting on.
But I don't want a cat.
Oh, you'll come to love her. Bye.
Thank you very much. No, not under the sofa. I'll never get you out, and I'm already late for the Carsley Ladies Society. Come here. Come here. Oh, you need a name. I've never named a cat. Back in London, I'd hire market researchers and road test the alternatives with demographic groups, but I think I'll call you Chivers.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, I'm so glad you came. You find us in the midst of some embroidery.
Embroidery?
We're working on the Carsley Ladies Tapestry. It's a pageant of 500 years of village life. We're displaying it at the auction.
I haven't sewed since I was 8.
Ah, well, your job is to wander around and say, that looks nice. Now, if you'd like to go on through, I'll join you shortly, but I must just replenish these macaroons. Oh, hello, Mrs. Raisin.
Nancy, nice to see you again.
Yeah. Sorry about my John. You caught him on one of his off days.
How are things at home?
Oh, fine. Absolutely fine. Come on, I'll show you the tapestry.
This is beautiful.
I know. All our lives laid out in 6-inch squares. Over 50 years old, this is.
Really? The village seems rather fond of animals. Why is there a gorilla in the village shop?
Oh, that's the evil so-and-so what robbed my shop.
That's right, the man in the monkey mask.
Slightly unusual subject matter for a tapestry.
Well, Mrs. Bloxby didn't want me to put it on, but I said it's traditional. We've always included everything what's happened. And there's his getaway car, see, pointing towards London.
Oh, yes. And how did you deduce he came from London?
Well, it stands to reason, doesn't it? Lot of bad things come from London.
Oh. Oh, come on, Mrs. Raisin. Why don't you try a few stitches?
Because I really don't want to ruin it.
Oh. I didn't think you looked the type to sew. You'd pay someone to do it for you.
Miss Sarvey, are your scissors blunt?
No. No, they're fine.
I'm surprised when you've spent 10 minutes stabbing me in the back.
Oh, I just like a bit of honesty in people, that's all.
I know I cheated in the competition. I know you believe in the ethnic cleansing of anyone south of Watford. But why do you think I went to all that effort to win a pastry competition?
I suppose you were in it for the money, like all London people.
Do you really think I would spend £25 on a quiche so I could win a tenner?
Well, you tell me then. Why did you do it?
I did it because I want to fit in. I want to be part of a community. But if you don't want me, then that's fine. There's always Tuscany.
Macaroons, anyone? Oh, Mrs. Raven, may I have a word, please?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bloxby. I seem to turn every occasion into a blazing row. Oh,
in the Church of England, we call it a challenging discussion. But it's not about that. Mrs. Mason and I were just discussing the charity auction. Now, usually she's the auctioneer, but she says, as you have such a lovely speaking voice, this year would you do the honours?
At last, something I can do. Making a noise and making money. I'd be delighted.
Where are you hiding now?
Oh, not under the sofa again. My poor knees. Oh, what's the matter? Someone in the garden. Chivers! Chivers, mind the glass! Come here! Let me pick you up. It's a brick. There's a note wrapped round it. It says, I should sell up and go back to London. Only language I wouldn't dream of using in front of a kitten.
Thanks, Charlie.
Right, Mrs. Raisin. That should keep you safe till morning. If you give this number a buzz, they do very good security windows.
I still won't feel safe. Someone in this village doesn't want me around.
Some prat who doesn't have the guts to show his face is making a protest about outsiders moving in.
I hope that's what it is. I hope it isn't personal.
Well, that's happened before. I have my suspicions. I'll get that.
Oh, Detective Constable Wong. Is Mrs. Raisin all right? We heard there'd been a break-in.
Come in, Mrs. Bloxby.
Oh,
I'm fine.
Well, I'll leave you two ladies together. Mrs. Bloxby, Mrs. Raisin. I'll drop by in the morning.
Thanks, Bill.
Such a nice young man. Oh, my dear, you have been through the wars. Whatever happened?
A spot of redecorating. Oh. Someone decided my window would look better without any glass.
Oh, heavens. Well, is there any broken glass on the sofa?
I don't think so. Why?
Because that's where I'm sleeping tonight. You don't want to be alone in the house.
Oh, I couldn't let you go to all that trouble.
Oh, nonsense. You may come from London, where people don't know who their neighbours are, but we do things differently here. Come along now.
Hello?
Roy, it's me. Someone put a brick through my window.
No. Are you all right? Get the police.
They've been. It's like Fort Knox in here. Oh. And I've got Mrs. Bloxby downstairs, but I still don't feel safe.
Well, what can I do? I'm 80 miles away.
Well, I know it's short notice, but can you come down for the weekend? I mean, there's a charity auction. You'd love that.
But I'm snowed under with work. I'm doing an Easter egg campaign and I'm meeting Dawn French, who's going to be the Easter bunny.
Oh, Dawn French is more important than me, is she?
No, I never said that.
Let's not forget who got you that job. Other people on the panel thought you were superficial, but I said no. This is a man with real integrity.
Oh, all right.
Also, I found out Reg had affairs with several women, which points the finger at Vera. But the police say she never cooked. She had a brand new fitted kitchen and she'd only ever used the microwave.
Aggie, it's the middle of the night. Stop playing detective.
I'm not playing. I'm deadly serious. I'll see you Friday.
All right.
Night-night.
That's right, darling. Still with Mrs. Raisin. Oh, about midday, I should think. See you then. Bye.
Good morning.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin. Hope you didn't mind my using your phone.
Did you sleep?
I did. But I was woken by a hungry kitten and the smell of coffee. Yes, well, I was going to bring it up to you, but alas, you've beaten me to it.
Sugar?
Oh, no, thanks, I'm dieting. Oh, but I will have one of those nice chocolate digestives.
Mrs. Bloxby, I've been thinking.
Yes, dear?
This charity auction, I have some items to offload.
Oh, what kind of items?
Well, I have some useless trinkets from my PR days. Presents from pop stars, gold discs. And my furniture is too big for this cottage. I mean, look at this widescreen TV. It's blocking out the sunlight.
Good heavens, you can't give that away.
Have you seen what's on TV these days? No. Everything must go except me and Chivers.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin. That's the most marvellous news.
Well, I hope you get a few quid for them.
No, no, not that. I mean, it's marvellous news that you're staying. But what made you decide to stay?
The brick through my window telling me to go. I've never much cared for Nazis. If they want a fight, I can be very, very dangerous.
Are you quite sure about this, Bill?
No. I can usually tell if someone's guilty by the look on their face when they answer the door.
Morning, Mrs. Cartwright. Is your husband at home?
No, I don't know where he is.
Hey, there he is!
Oh, no! Don't leave him alone!
Run! Hey, there, Bill. Look up there.
My, my, my. You have been a busy boy.
I know my rights. I love you. I love you both.
And blow me, there it was on top of his wardrobe. His own personal monkey mask. It was him who raided Mrs. Harvey's shop. We've been after him for months.
Well, thanks for telling me, but what's it got to do with me?
Get down, Chivers.
Well, he put a brick through your window because he thought you were on to him. Apparently, you'd been to see his wife.
Poor Nancy.
Well, she's better off without that ape. But one thing does puzzle me. Why did you go and visit her?
It's a free country, and she makes a very good pink gin.
Because if I thought you were trying to undermine a police investigation...
Bill, look me in the eye and tell me. Do you think Reginald Cummings Brown was murdered?
That is of no concern to you whatsoever.
In other words, yes, I knew it.
Agatha Raisin, when we investigate a murder, we find out the most terrible things and people get hurt. This isn't a murder, so why keep on digging? Why risk hurting people?
Because it's what I do, Bill. I'm in PR. I spend half my life burying my clients' dirty secrets, the other half digging up other people's. I'm too old to change now.
You could get your fingers burnt, Mrs. Raisin. You really could. Now, speaking of dirty secrets, you've got a man on your doorstep dressed in a cowboy suit.
Oh, that'll be Roy. Roy, you made it.
Oh, yeah, I did. And Dawn French is not a happy bunny.
Bill, this is Roy. Roy Bill.
Oh, hello.
Right. Well, I'll be on my way then. Remember what I said.
Well... Who's your boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend. He happens to be a police officer.
Yeah, well, they've obviously changed the height restrictions.
He's a very nice man, just rather annoying. He says I should forget about this Reg business.
I think you should listen to the little munchkin. I mean, so what if she did kill her husband? She's hardly likely to do it again, is she?
Roy, that's a shocking attitude. I'm not surprised this country's going down the Swanee. If you turn a blind eye to things like...
Aggie! Do my eyes deceive me, or is that a cat?
Oh, I forgot. You don't like them, do you?
Indeed. Please, tell me you're collecting them to make a fur coat.
It was foisted on me. They were going to drown it. What was I meant to do?
Give me a bucket of water and I'll show you.
Roy, I'm trying to change my image. It's goodbye, Cruella de Vil. Hello, Mother Teresa. Oh, that reminds me of the charity auction. Now, I need you to try on a medieval jester's outfit.
You are joking.
No. Cap and bells, the whole caboodle.
Well, I look an absolute fool.
Yes, that's the idea. Now, you're to stand by the A44 and drum up trade.
Oh, what sort of trade?
Well, you know, American tourists, people in flash cars, people I can fleece.
And this is you being Mother Teresa, is it?
No. The cash and carry are donating refreshments. I must double check the papers are coming. And the brass band say they won't. But if I threaten press exposure, I'm sure they will.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the Cotswolds, earthquake Agatha, force 9 on the Richter scale.
Thank you to our wonderful village band. Now, on with the auction. Lot 17, it's a memento from my days promoting pop stars. It's a large turquoise hat with a hand-embroidered unicorn and a photo of the man who gave it to me. Boy George. Do I hear £20? Of course I do.
Oh, Alf, dear, it's all going so well. We've raised hundreds.
I do admit Mrs. Raisin is a bit of a human dynamo.
Here comes her friend. Oh, he looks like the picture. Oh, Mr. Silver, you must be delighted.
Do I look delighted? I'm stood by the A44, jangling me fool's cap while millions of Americans make home movies of me.
It is for charity.
I've got compassion fatigue. I'm off. I found a pub that does pims with little umbrellas.
Here she comes, the woman of the moment.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, you must be absolutely exhausted.
On the contrary, I feel cleansed. How does that song go? Imagine no possessions. Well, I don't have to imagine. From now on, it's me and Chivers and a whole new life.
Well, I wish we all had that attitude. Well, I must go and thank the village band.
Have they finished? We'll have crowds in here in a minute. I'll help with the tea.
Oh, goodness, you are keen. Well, you can assemble the cream teas.
Right.
Mrs. Cartwright can help you.
Mrs. Cartwright, didn't you hear? Her husband was arrested. It was because I...
Oh, yes, I did hear, and that's why it's important you talk to her. Oh, here she comes. I'll go and get some more plates. All right, Mrs. Raisin.
Nancy, I'm so sorry. I had no idea your husband was involved with anything. I only wanted to know about
Red. Oh, don't upset yourself. But you done me more of a favour. At least I won't get no more of these.
Your husband did that to you?
That's right. Never marked my face, though. Cunning sod. Still, I don't have to say I walked into doors now. Now I can go through them.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin. One final favour. Could you pop across the road to the village hall, get some scones from the freezer, defrost them in the microwave?
Yes, of course.
Oh, now, you want the little freezer by the door, not the big one under the window where Vera keeps her pastries.
Vera keeps what?
Oh, Vera bought us a deep freeze last year. It's full of her cakes and pastries. Any dinner dance, harvest festival, Vera takes control. They're all in there, colour-coded. No one understands her system except her.
Mrs. Bloxby, is it all right if I go home?
Oh, are you feeling poorly?
No, I just have the sudden urge to organise a little tea party. Hello, Mrs. Cummings Brown.
Hello. Mrs. Raisin, how was the auction?
We raised enough to save a few souls.
Oh, I would have liked to have come, but I don't feel ready. Oh, where are my manners? Do come in.
Actually, I was going to invite you to my house for tea.
Oh, I'll just go turn off my television.
And I'll go and put the kettle on. Sugar?
Oh, two, please. I couldn't trouble you for a biscuit, could I?
Oh, yes. I think I've got some digestives.
Oh! My word, Mrs. Raisin, your cottage looks quite bare.
I beg your pardon?
I said your cottage looks bare without the television.
Sometimes you have to lose things to make a fresh start. Drink up, your tea's getting cold.
Oh, so's yours. Well, thank you for the tea and biscuits. But I have a feeling you summoned me here for a reason.
I wanted to talk to you about Reg. It's touching that such a lot of people miss him. You weren't the only weeping woman at the inquest.
Mrs. Raisin, what are you suggesting?
Well, I went to see Nancy Cartwright, and she told me that Reg had been planning to run off with her. But the night they were due to do it, she went home from the dinner dance and fell asleep. You cooked for that dinner dance, didn't you?
I feed the whole village, Mrs. Raisin.
Yes, I've seen your deep freeze in the village hall, a quiche for every occasion. One sends you to sleep, one sends you into eternal sleep.
Well done, Mrs. Raisin. I wondered when you'd find out.
There's even a Keith with a tiny dose of E. coli. A couple of Reg's lovers suffered a nasty case of the runs, but Nancy was different. She just would not let go.
So you had to find another way to end their affair.
Well, it all seemed to fall into place. You moved in, a suitable outsider to take the blame. I already had 3 cowbane quiches in the freezer. Cowbane grows all round here. I remember that night. I came home, and I knew he had eaten it. I saw him laying there dead, but I could hear his voice in my head saying,
"Come on, old thing, up the stairs. Don't look in the living room. It's not a pretty sight. You go up to bed now. You can wake up in the morning and find me, be grief-stricken for a while, and then start a whole new life. I've had my fun, Vera. Now it's your turn."
Well, Mrs. Raisin, you're not saying anything.
I'm so hot.
I like the heat. Don't you? It does seem to be making you rather drowsy.
Oh, my God.
What a profoundly stupid move to take tea with a poisoner. When your back was turned, I simply added some pills obtained from a doctor who owes me a favour. They've even got your name on the bottle.
Oh.
Poor Mrs. Raisin, they'll say. It all got too much for her.
Oh.
Get out of my way, you stupid cat! Cigarettes? Such a filthy habit. And 3 days' heat. Your house should go up like Guy Fawkes' night.
Mrs. Raisin?
Nurse?
Do you feel well enough for visitors?
Oh, I think so.
Bill.
Morning, Mrs. Raisin. How are you doing?
Still rather hot, shaky and scared.
Well, it's all over. And I brought you a little picture for your bedside locker.
Chivers. Oh, is she all right?
She's fine. I'm looking after her. That little kitten saved your life.
How?
When the fire started and she had nowhere to run, she climbed on your face, which made you vomit.
How do you know that?
She sold her story to the Corsley Gazette. Oh, yes, and I could tell by the scratch marks on your face.
How's my cottage?
Well, it'll have to be rethatched. That Vera Cummings Brown caused the death of 5 million weevils. She's under arrest now.
Poor Vera. She was just like me, really. Didn't want anybody else stealing her prize.
You get some rest. Oh, here comes your friend. See you later.
Aggie, you'll be pleased to know you're in all the papers. Midlands Today is calling you the Columbo of the Cotswolds.
Oh.
And the Gloucester Echo calls you Miss Marple with Attitude.
Shut up, Roy.
Oh, charming. We're so glad to have you back in the land of the living.
I'm alive, am I? That's nice to know.
You certainly are. I think this country air must really agree with you.
Indeed. Where are my cigarettes?
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha. Jennifer Pearcy was Vera Cummings Brown. Chris Emmett was Reg Cummings Brown. And David Holt was Roy. Mrs. Bloxby was played by Liza Sadovy. D.C. Wong by Ben Crow. And Nancy Cartwright by Beth Chalmers. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Agatha Raisin was dramatized by David Semple from the novel by M.C. Beaton. And the producer was Carol Smith.